Dun 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 dun. It's Ken Braverman, and it's his podcast. We're going to stop talking about the third person because that's ridiculous. What's going on, everybody? It's Tuesday, but it feels like a Monday because in some states here in the Union, people got Columbus Day off. Or maybe you don't work. But probably you're on a holiday weekend bender somewhere. But some people worked. I mean, I talked to people at my high school reunion this weekend that were like, God damn it, we are federal employees and we're still working or something. I don't know, federal contractors, who knows? Anyway, it feels like a Monday though because of yesterday, because of Chris Columbus. And because it feels like a Monday, it's got that get back to work air, that aroma. Smell it? It's like, oh crap, I gotta get back to work. I've been neglecting stuff for at least 3 or 4 days. In my case, I've been neglecting stuff for like a week. And I got a head start on it though. Truth is, I stayed up like super, super duper late on Sunday night because Monday was kind of my Monday. Anyway, all right, what's up? Well, a few things. Because it's kind of a get back to work day, it makes me think about all the things we need to work on in the world. A few articles, a few statements stuck with me over the past few days. I saw something from Richard Branson. Richard Branson is talking about how universal basic income kind of needs to happen, putting a little free money in everybody's pocket simply because the reaping the benefits of artificial intelligence and machines and automation and what robots can do that humans used to have to do, that the benefit of that should be reaped by all of humanity. And that's kind of where the universal basic income idea comes from, is all of a sudden, you know, I watched some videos with my son yesterday on the KUKA robot. KUKA. I don't know how to pronounce it, but I read it. It's K-U-K-A. It's the world's fastest robot. Dun, dun, dun. Guinness Book of World Record this, bitch. Like, no, it is the world's fastest robot. What does it do? It owns people in ping pong. Doesn't own the world champion, but it does own a lot of other people. It's really good. It can do that thing where it makes sounds on glass with a fake finger. Who's doing yard work here? No, it's the waste disposal unit coming to pick up some trash deep down a cul-de-sac. Something that should totally be done by an electric vehicle and not a gas-powered vehicle, as you can hear those shocks going off. Anyway, the world's changing super fast. And the KUKA robot that was absolutely amazing. I don't know if they doctored the videos or what, but the KUKA robot thing, it looks like a huge kind of arm, you know, like a... It's like a very, very big arm, and it's kind of stops at where the shoulder would be. Sorry, that will stop in a second. We're live here on Ken's Talk. I'm sorry, on KenBraverman.com. We're not Ken's Talk anymore. So the KUKA robot thing, it looks like the arm, like a arm and elbow, and it stops at the shoulder, and it just moves around. It's got sensors and cameras, and it can read everything, and it can mess you up. I bet that robot, programmed-wise, could probably decapitate you with its strength and its speed, especially if given a knife. It could definitely do it, but it could even do it with the fake hand it has. Like, this thing is super powerful. I don't know what kind of restraints that they have set up on it so that it doesn't, like, you know, punch you out, whatever, if you're working so close to it. I'm sure that there are controls in place, but yeah, I'm not going to go down the whole discussion of why we should also fear a lot of this technology and the power that it's going to have to disrupt society. I just want to focus on the benefits because it's coming regardless. So let's talk about the good that it will do, not the bad. And anyway, these things are amazing, and it's going to change everything we do because we're facing a new world of problems. Look at what's hitting the news every day or every week. It's, oh my God, there are fires in California and people's billion-dollar houses are burning down. Million-dollar houses. Or we have the fifth hurricane of the last 2 months coming through. We're just destroying countries. Or we're taking down the... We're ripping down structures that we used to think of as more solid, but now we see they are more flimsy in this volatile environment in which we now live due to weather, due to the world changing. There are a ton of reasons why the atmosphere, the weather patterns are going to change and be variable. And that's something that's happened throughout the entire history of the Earth and the universe. So we are contributing to it by putting more CO2 into the air because that harnesses more heat. So we're making it worse. So now, because we're smart and we're humans, let's make it better. And let's make it better from a terraforming point of view. Like, let's assume that we are, let's really be godly about it. Assume that we are the chosen species. We are the chosen species of the planet. You don't see a group of giraffes hanging out and talking about how they're going to address the next meteor that might strike the earth. Giraffes and lions don't do that on a daily basis. I don't think insects really have formed much of a political group, and their impact on the earth is spread over wide, but they don't communicate that much with each other. We don't know. Maybe they talk in a language that humans can't understand. Point is, you think that humans are the chosen species on the planet. We seem to be able to get more done and control almost every other species as well. I mean, even the Japanese insist on whale hunting. You know, those are tough. Usually they take out. So if we are the chosen species on the planet, and we're the one that basically inherits the health of the earth, and nobody's going to tell us what to do. You're not going to see a pack of cranes coming down telling us we can't fly our airplanes. And you know, it's not going to happen. We are the chosen species. So it's up to us. To do what? To use the technology, because we're the chosen species that uses technology and creates it and thinks abstractly, that we can control or at least change or alter the fundamental composition of the atmosphere of the earth so that it's healthy for us. Let's do that. Let's take the approach from that point of view. Because instead of turning on the news and hearing stories about there's fires that we're having trouble controlling all over California or all over this country, or, you know, the Dominican Republic was just wiped out by a hurricane. You know, things you don't want to hear. Bahamas are gone, right? What are we going to do? Well, we're going to use robotics. We're going to use robotics and we're going to use renewable energy. Those two things, renewable energy harnessed from the sun. Because, you know, there's Newton's laws of motion, or those crazy laws that you can't, nothing can, or energy can neither be created nor destroyed or whatever. We have to get it from somewhere. So instead of mining it out of the ground, because destroying our environment, like, you know, rocks, things, the way that we walk around on the earth, that's kind of okay. It's kind of fine. Like, a lot of us like it. Like, we don't need to dig everything up. So if we can harness as much energy as we can from the sun coming in, we've already agreed that the sun puts out more than we need. We have an excess of sun. We put on sunblock. We put roofs over our house. We can design things that reflect sunlight out into space more. Like, there was a group that went up to Newfoundland or something, and they tried to put like a white tarp down over the ice because they found out that, you know, white ice reflects more into space and keeps things cooler. And as things melt, it goes from like white to blue or whatever, it changes the reflection, and, you know, ice is better. So what if you put a artificial layer of white over the ice cap? Would that prevent the ice cap from melting as fast? And they tried to do it. It was super hard to lay this tarp down. Like it was like they were trying to, you know, roll something out for a rain delay at a baseball game. And it sucks at doing it on an ice cap. It took them forever, and it's cold, and it's tough. But it did show scientifically that area of the ice cap took longer to melt. So it does work. So ideas like this, right? So if white works, if we're trying to whiten things up. Black lives matter, but white caps matter. White caps matter. And why not let's go send little robots with that use the ambient seawater or something to turn it into white ice and just running around spraying ice caps and spraying land too. Like, create new layers of ice in these places where it has melted. And, you know, if this thing is a solar-powered device that could do this. All right, here's what I want. I want a solar-powered autonomous robot that goes and fetches seawater or any type of water and turns it into ice and sprays it as ice over stuff and just does that autonomously and runs indefinitely on a battery that's charged by the sun. That's all I want. Kickstart that, somebody. You got it? Let me say it one more time. It's an autonomous robot that turns water into spray ice and it runs completely off a battery powered by the sun. That's all. Kickstart that. That's a $1 billion idea. I'll tell you why. You're going to be able to cover more area and automatically start reflecting more heat and sunlight out into space and effectively help the situation, start to make things a little better. Because if you're going to pump more CO2 into the air, we all agree that we are terrible people as humans and we can't stop burning fossil fuels. We're trying, but we're terrible. I'm not going to lie to you. I got an Audi. I like driving it. It's probably one of those that they BS the, you know, emissions test at Volkswagen or something. I don't want to look it up. I don't want to know. I just like driving it. Who doesn't? Now, I'd love to have a convertible Tesla, but I don't have $150,000 sitting around and it doesn't even exist yet. So, all right, we still have a problem with fossil fuels. We're going to continue to burn. Like, and then there's all the scumbags in the industry that have all the money that are still pushing it. They're going to keep us. So the only way to win is by better ideas taking over and also becoming cheaper. Now, doing things like that robot idea I'm talking about that sprays ice would actually help. That's number one. We can also try taking CO2 out of the air. We can have solar-powered electric planes that are using some type of netting or some type of chemical reaction or some type of drag that within the atmosphere is out and trying to extract CO2 or other chemicals or gases up in certain parts of the atmosphere where they're concentrated, that or at least we can most pick them up, where we can actually literally try to pull them out of the air like a tree, right? There's that. If we had a ton of autonomous vehicles doing that, how cool would a solar-powered plane that's pulling CO2 out of the air that has like Wi-Fi capability and beaming back down to the earth at the same time, how awesome would that be? What kind of super great human plane is that? Just kind of a satellite going around, you know, maybe at 60,000 feet or something. I don't know where the gases are that would be most efficient for us to try to pull them out of. I don't know where the CO2 tends to sit up in the atmosphere, or maybe is it closer to the ground because it's heavier. I don't know. I don't know the answer to this. We should figure this out, but this is science. So if somebody is talking to you in non-scientific terms, don't listen to them. Find out exactly where the CO2 is. We could have some planes doing this. And if they're solar powered electric planes, they're not emitting any CO2. They're just pulling it out. All right, so it's ideas like this that are engineering, robotic, large-scale, automated type ideas that are going to help save the planet and turn it into a place that is really comfortable for us, the chosen species in which to live. Now, how do we make that happen? Kickstarter is a great idea. I'm just going to start kickstarting these ideas to people and someone else can develop them, because I don't know how to do it, but I know it would work. And we need to attack the earth in a terraforming perspective and say we have the ability through these new technologies. It's a pretty simple formula. We use the sun to store energy in battery power robots do what we want, done and done. Now, can you build enough robots to really take over the earth and do what? Of course you can. So that's what we do. Is it gone?